The Lord bless and keep us in his perfect will. Amen. Recently, as a community, we've decided to make serious reparation and repentance for the excesses of our nation and our own personal sins. Jesus began, "We have a long way to go in making reparation for the sins you committed along with the nation. This will be a very powerful day for you all if you choose to really connect with the iniquities of this generation and the ones before it that prepared the way for this nation descending further into the pit of depravity. Long have I waited to hear the cries of repentance for this nation and the world. The sound has come to my ears, but the iniquity is deep and marching on to cover this nation with a net of evil." And just then I saw a black net being pulled down over America from the north. He continued, "The blindness and depravity is monumental. Moral decline is the cancer that is taking this country down. Not enough people are paying attention to the way things are going because they're blinded by avarice and greed. But that soon shall change when I allow a blow to cripple this nation, and many will then seek me as they have never sought me before. I loathe to allow this, but the soft touch is just not working." Lord, is there any good news? Yes, the ones who are awake are solidifying their position, refining and organizing to change the destiny of this nation. They have come together to lay the groundwork for a new nation, the nation I intended her to be, not the harlot she is. In the end, I will triumph, but it's going to be a very bumpy and costly ride. It is time to make peace with all nations and come together in a supportive posture for the good of all, not raping and pillaging the weaker nations for gain. The wicked must be purged from the earth before this will happen. But the purging is in progress, and there is ample opportunity for repentance and good works. Unfortunately, the ones who could help are hopelessly in bondage to greed. That is why they must be removed. I am coming to set things straight, Claire. I will have a holy nation under God and a holy world under God. I will have it, but the cost is very great, with much suffering. Civilizations have come and gone for millennia. Now is the time for all to return to me, to have the slate wiped clean and begin again. And at that point, I was thinking about the end of the millennia and Armageddon and what's been prophesied. And I thought, wow, after all this, I sure don't want to have to go through that too. And he said, "There are many reasons why it must be this way, but rest assured, my bride, if I could avoid it, I would. So much more will be clear to you in heaven, beloved. Just rejoice that you are part of the remnant and a citizen of heaven. For those who have chosen the crooked ways will wish they had never been born. There is a move of God blossoming. Pray that it will survive the plans of the enemy to thwart it. I know what you're thinking." Yeah, I was thinking, oh boy, a millennium, we're going to be here for that, and it's going to happen all over again. I don't know if I can deal with that. Anyway, he said, "I know what you're thinking, but I would prefer that you think on the promise I've made to you and persevere. I am the Lord, your God, and I can do anything at any time. I'm not limited to the order of prophecy or foolish human logic. Know that I will sustain both of you to the end, and your homecoming will be glorious." Oh, dear, dear God, please sustain me. Please help me make it to the end. He continued, Satan is clever, but your obedience has protected you. Continue to obey, my love, and you will make it. Take nothing for granted. Be extremely careful and attentive to please me. Obedience will carry you home in a royal chariot with your spouse. And that was the end of his message. And the older I get, the more I realize what a tremendous protection obedience is. Just tremendous. And so there are times when the enemy tries to fool me and get me to take things for granted. So pray for me, guys, that we'll all make it to the end so we can be raptured and finish the race that the Lord has laid out for us. Amen. God bless you.